So they spread out all the census data, and what they found, the guy described to me as a shocker, which is that in 1,997 out of 2,000 communities, women, young women, were making more money than young men. So here you have a generation of young women who grow up thinking of themselves as being more powerful earners than the young men around them. Now, I've just laid out the picture for you, but I still haven't explained to you why this is happening. And in a moment, I'm going to show you a graph. And what you'll see on this graph, it begins in 1973, just before women start flooding the workforce, and it brings us up to our current day. And basically what you'll see is that what economists talk about as the polarization of the economy. Now, what does that mean? It means that the economy is dividing into high-skill, high-wage jobs and low-skill, low-wage jobs, and that the middle-skill jobs and the middle-earning jobs are starting to drop out of the economy. This has been going on for 40 years now, but this process is affecting men very differently than it's affecting women. You'll see the women in red and you'll see the men in blue. You'll watch them both drop out of the middle class, but see what happens to women and see what happens to men. Oh, there we go. So watch that. You see them both drop out of the middle class. Watch what happens to the women. Watch what happens to the men. The men sort of stagnate there while the women zoom up in those high-skill jobs. So what's that about?